I'm Marco Werman, and you're back with The World, and with our friend Roger Bennett, one half of the Men in Blazers soccer podcast. You might recall that Roger told us weeks ago that the U.S. will win the World Cup. So let's find out what he thinks now, on the eve of a decisive Game 3 for the U.S. against Germany. Roger's in Rio, by the way, apparently still rocking that blazer.
Well, you know, even when the empire was declining, the English never took off their blazers. I think decency and standards must be maintained at all times. But I must say, like any Englishman in the heat of Rio, I've developed a really rather pleasant farmer's tan. I mean, the heat is no laughing matter. This U.S. team have been drawn in this group of death. They plodded through. They played Ghana, their foe, and they overcame the Ghanaians. They then played Portugal, number four in the world, and put up an incredible fight. And now they face Germany, number two in the world. Once coached by the current coach of the US team, it's a little bit like The Godfather. And the big question is less, how are the Germans going to attack them? And it's more, can they physically rebound in the couple of days they've had to recover? And can they, Marco, mentally recover from being a minute from one of the great sporting achievements by any kind of American team? This was Miracle on Ice. This was Joe Carter's walk-off home run.
Yeah, but as you say, those Germans look pretty darn good. I mean, classically, technically German play. And I know there's been this talk of match fixing in the background. So this next thing may be kind of hard for some people to absorb. Conspiracy theories that U.S. coach Klinsmann will make some kind of gentleman's agreement with the German team because, right, Germany and the U.S. both just need to pull out a tie tomorrow and they can move ahead. So what do you think about
that?
Yeah,
I was in Germany with Jürgen when he trained with the team 3 months ago. And it was amazing to watch Jürgen Klinsmann, a German, speak to the German press in German about German players who he'd brought over to the American team while he was wearing the American badge and was about to lead the American team into a World Cup battle against Germany. So it's kind of wheels within wheels. Identity-wise, it's very complex for us, for him. And in football, there is a tradition. In 1982, Algeria had a great chance of going through the group, but West Germany and Austria fixed the score at 1-0 to West Germany, which allowed both of those teams to progress at Algeria's expense. If you look on YouTube at the game, you can see footballers at a World Cup just knocking the ball casually around midfield, neither side trying to score after the first goal had gone in. So there is a World Cup tradition, but there's also another storyline, is that Jürgen Klinsmann was the German coach. He led them on a darling run to the semi-finals of the 2006 World Cup. But a lot of the Germans think he's a Californian, an American, a dreamer, and not a good coach. And there's a feeling that a lot of these Germans would like nothing more than to take on Jürgen Klinsmann's team and give them a bare bottom spanking before the eyes of the world. So we will see. Either way, it's going to be a spectacle, Marco, and not to be missed.
Roger, look at us talking soccer with such ease on an American radio show like The World. I mean, so much has changed from that time in 1990 when you were a camp counselor in Maine and trying to find somewhere to watch the World Cup that year being played in Italy. Things have changed, haven't they?
You know, to me, win or lose tomorrow, that is the great legacy of this World Cup run. The ratings. We've already won the World Cup, in my estimation, Marco.
And on that note, and mercifully, with no mention of my poor Cameroonian Lions and their loss on Monday to Brazil, we deftly thank you for your time and thoughts, Roger.
They're still indomitable, Marco.
Roger Bennett, one half of the soccer podcast Men in Blazers, on the line with us from Rio. Enjoy the games, Roger.
Thank you so much. You too.